The radio hosts will see you now. You may come in. Did you fill out the forms? We should give them the clipboards like they probably do.
Do you discount your fees?
Uh-oh. Fees. Now we have to hire a receptionist or somebody, bookkeeping. Man, this is going to get difficult.
But you have the same wonderful greeters as we do, so it was a nice entrance.
Well, we have Stephanie Wiersma and Rebecca Shaw from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry joining us this morning to talk about a new addition.
That's right.
We've gone to Lorain, Elyria, a couple places in Elyria. Where's the new site?
The new site will be in Oberlin at 260 South Main Street, just south of Tappan Square in Oberlin. We're real excited. We were fortunate to receive a competitive federal grant for operating support for that community, and we'll be opening a full-service medical and dental facility later this year.
Competitive grant. What goes into that?
A lot of hard work, frankly, and a lot of data. Reviewers who read applications from all over the country look for areas of great need, and they look for capability. So they only want to fund communities where the health center can actually, you know, come to fruition, where it can be built, and doctors and dentists will be hired to see the patients, as you state in a grant application. And so we have a good history at Lorain County Health and Dentistry in using federal dollars well. And I think that that goes a long way to getting us a higher score on our applications, frankly.
How long has Oberlin, this location, kind of been on the radar or thought about expanding to that area?
It's been on the radar for quite some time. We have a long-term strategic plan, and we've recognized that having sites in Lorain and Elyria, which we historically have had, have been important for the urban population up near the lake, frankly. But for those that are in need in central and southern Lorain County, it's quite a hike to get to, for example, Lorain, where our dental clinic is located. And so, just like health centers around the country, we want to be local. We want to be in neighborhoods where the need is great. We want to take away that barrier for so many of our patients, which is access to reliable transportation.
Maybe eliminate a little of an excuse, too, where people say, it's so far away, I can't go, I don't have time. Now you're right there to provide all the services. What kind of services will be provided in the Oberlin area?
We're going to provide medical services to persons of all ages. We will also have prenatal care at the new Oberlin site.
Family medicine,
general dentistry.
Eye care, optometry.
And something that's newer for us in the last 6 months, integrated behavioral health care. So for those patients who come in for a medical appointment who may be having a stressor that's creating anxiety, some sleep problems, perhaps some depression, we can address it at the time that they come in for their medical visit. Again, to make more convenient the trip to the doctor, that's really what we do.
What's really been exciting for us is this year is also the 50th anniversary for health centers across the country. So it was a really great time to be able to continue to provide that care for those that are most vulnerable and doing that in the southern Lorain County area.
I see, too, from your stats that just over 85% of the people you saw in 2014 had income at or below 100% of the federal poverty level. Can people who don't fit in that category come to see you as well?
Yes. In fact, we can see anyone. We take all insurances, commercial insurances, Medical Mutual, Anthem, Aetna, et cetera. We also serve those who have Medicare and Medicaid, including all the Medicaid managed care plans. We also discount our fees for qualifying uninsured patients as well as qualifying insured patients, because so many people now have insurance, health insurance, for the first time, but they have high deductibles. And so, in effect, they may not ever use that insurance. And so we can discount fees for qualifying insured patients as well. We treat everyone. We specifically seek to serve those that would most likely go without health care if not for a community health center in their neighborhood.
And you don't need to be a Lorain County resident to receive care. So that's another great thing. That's one of the questions that I'll be asked. Do I have to be from Lorain County? No, you don't need to be from Lorain County. So we have those services for anyone that may need them.
Do you see a lot of walk-ins, or do people need appointments for service?
We see a lot of walk-ins. In fact, we hold open appointments every day for those acute visits. We encourage people to make appointments, and we monitor appointment access regularly so that we can tell that that we have the right number of physicians and dentists and nurse practitioners and support staff to accommodate the demand in the community. But we absolutely want to encourage people to come to the doctor or the dentist rather than going to an emergency room for care that is better provided in a primary care setting.
The other thing that's really exciting is, you know, we really appreciate being able to share this information with your listeners, but also we launched a new redesigned website. So we would be able to have that information there. It's very easy to navigate. So if they would want to find out more about the services that we provide, upcoming events, they could visit us at www.lorainhealth-dentistry.org. And we'd also like them to check out our Facebook page as well for those updates and for information.
I know, too, you were active in getting people to sign up through the Affordable Care Act again. What kind of response did you have this season?
We had a really good response. There's a lot of, I'll say, confusion or perhaps misinformation or lack of information because it's something new. Not just the federal marketplace, but expanded Medicaid in Ohio. And so we have trained staff on site at several of our sites who are certified application counselors. And they actually, this is all they do to keep current on the marketplace and keep current on Medicaid in Ohio and to assist individuals to learn about what their options are in accessing insurance. And then we can also help them to apply for those who choose to. Even for individuals who don't come to us for health care, we still make those services available at no cost.
And it's just one phone number to call to schedule your appointments, to find out more information. It's 440-240-1655.
I'm looking on the website that you were talking about there. I also see that sometimes you have jobs available or people that you're looking to hire to be a part of the staff, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's a new feature that we have on the site. It's Join Our Team. And with this new site being built in Oberlin, we will have positions available as well there. They can also go to Ohio Means Jobs and look under Lorain County Health and Dentistry to find current positions as well as upcoming postings. We also have information sometime posted on our Facebook page, so we want them to use all areas of media to get that information, or they could even call. There's also an email address that they could submit a resume, and there's also an online application on the website. So there's no excuse not to go in and check it out.
We are in growth mode, so we're hiring. We're a great employer. Right now we have about 75 employees, and with the new Oberlin site later this year, we'll be adding about 15 staff when we are at full operations in about a year.
How is the Wilkes Villa site coming along?
It's coming along very well. Wilkes Villa site is at 105 Loudoun Court. It's a beautiful facility, thanks to the Metropolitan Housing Authority folks who built that medical facility to our specifications. Historically, we've offered pediatrics there, and now we are adding women's health, and that is on Thursdays every week. Call the same number, 240-1655. Anybody in that neighborhood can come and access services there. You don't have to live in Wilkes Villa to access care, and it's a lovely facility. And again, it just brings health care right to the people who need health care and makes it that much more convenient for them to access regular health care.
Many times the transportation issue is trying to get to someplace, but if you're kind of right in that neighborhood, a couple blocks
That's
away
right.
or whatever, it makes it a lot easier.
We're going to have an opportunity tentatively during National Health Center Week for a ribbon cutting ceremony. Right now we have the date set for Tuesday, August 11th. It's in conjunction with the Public Housing Day and that's during National Health Center Week, which is typically the second week of August. So that would be a great opportunity for those that are interested in coming out to see the facility, what we have there, what we offer, and just the community in itself.
And that's at our Loudoun Court
site. That's correct.
We'll have one in Oberlin, probably later this year or maybe in early 2016.
Before we went on the air, one of the things that you wanted to talk about, Stephanie, related to pediatric dentistry. Tell me a little bit about that specifically. What does that sort of mean? Obviously, it sounds like dentistry in children, but there's, I guess, unique situations with that.
Sure. We're really fortunate to have a pediatric dentist who is actually also our dental director. Right now, all of our dentistry services are located at our Broadway Avenue location in Lorain. And so in addition to two general dentists, we have a pediatric dentist who really specializes in seeing kids that can be particularly squirmy in the dental chair. And you know, I don't know too many people who enjoy going to the dentist, although you always feel good about it when you're done with the appointment. But our dentist, especially the pediatric dentist, really looks out for that extra need and that adds that extra measure of caring that I think calms kids and actually I think makes them enjoy going to the dentist just a little bit more. So we're thrilled to have her.
Well, the dentist is one of those different things than to a doctor. You usually go to a doctor because something is wrong. You don't go to a doctor and say, I'm healthy, unless you're having just a regular checkup, whatever. But a dentist, if everything's going well, then it's just a matter of them cleaning your teeth, checking it out. The fear, I guess, is sometimes thinking, maybe I haven't been following the right protocol, or maybe they're going to find something, and then it's going to go, you know, in a different direction, too.
And pain is a really good motivator, but it's always advisable to get in to see the dentist before you have the pain. And so we definitely encourage prevention and good oral health. We also encourage that on the medical side. There really are preventive visits that can keep people healthy. And you know, it's not uncommon for diabetes and asthma and hypertension to take hold today with our lifestyles that aren't necessarily the most healthy. And so having regular checkups with your physician or nurse practitioner really can go a long way to preventing chronic disease.
Well, with the different locations you have throughout the county, which allow people to come and get the affordable health care, it's a good chance for them to do that. Again, people want to check out the website. I'm looking at your Facebook page. You got a different posts up there of things not only related to you, but just health in general, too.
That's correct.
So if people want to find out more about what's going on, what's a good place for them to check it out, or what would you recommend?
I would say, first off, that they should go to our website. Again, it's www.lorainhealth-dentistry.org. Check out our Facebook page as well. And also, if they'd ever just like to come and see our facilities, we have a wonderful area on the fifth floor to do trainings. They could have meetings there. They could call that one number, the 440-240-1655. They would get in touch with the call center. They could ask to speak to myself, Rebecca Shaw. It's just an easy way to bring access again to what we offer, not only for those in need of the services, but also other organizations that may want to utilize our facility for meetings.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with the Oberlin site. Just another one added into the fold, and as the CEO, you got more responsibility now of a different location, but it's part of what you want to do as far as growing Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Our guest today, Stephanie Wiersma, and also Rebecca Shaw. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, and thanks for cleaning the studio before we got here.
Thanks, Craig. Ready to go. Just don't look underneath the part over there. You'll